Title: LFO Rate Automation for Dub Sirens Intermediate. Alright, welcome in. Today we're making a dub siren that actually behaves like a drum and bass arrangement tool, not just a noisy loop sitting on top of your track. The whole focus is one thing: automating LFO rate so the siren evolves over time. Slow and ominous in the build, then faster and more frantic right before the drop, and then it locks into the grid so it feels like it's talking to the groove instead of fighting it. By the end, you'll have a stock Ableton siren rack you can perform like an instrument, record automation live, and then tighten it up like a real production pass. Let's build it. Step 1. Create the siren sound source. Make a new MIDI track and drop an operator. We're going for a stable, classic tone first, because the motion is going to come from modulation and automation. In operator, set the algorithm to A only. No FM yet. For oscillator A, choose sine if you want it smooth and classic, or saw if you want more bite and aggression later once we add filtering and drive. Set voices to 1. Mono is your friend for sirens. If you want that sliding Wii U vibe, turn on glide or portamento and set it somewhere around 80 to 150 milliseconds. Not too long. You don't want it to feel like a lead synth soloing, you want it to feel like a utility siren. Now draw a MIDI clip, 4 or 8 bars. Put one long held note around G3 up to C4. That range tends to read a siren on most systems without getting painfully shrill. Quick teacher note here: don't overthink the note. The movement is the performance. The note is just the anchor. Step 2. Shape the tone with a filter and a bit of dub weight. After operator, add auto filter. Set it to LP24. Put the cutoff somewhere around 400 Hz up to 1.2 kHz as a starting point. Bring resonance to maybe 25 to 45%. Add a bit of drive, like 2 to 6 dB. This is where the siren starts feeling like it's coming through a system, not just a clean synth. Optional but highly recommended: add saturator after the filter. Use analog clip. Drive around 2 to 8 dB and turn soft clip on. We're not trying to destroy it, we're trying to thicken it so it holds up when you throw delay and reverb on it. Step 3. Add LFO modulation. You've got two good options. Option A is fast and clean. Use auto filters built in LFO and automate its rate. Inside auto filter, turn on the LFO. Set amount around 10 to 25% to start. Choose sine for smooth movement, or triangle if you want it to feel more mechanical and handled. Set the LFO rate slow at first, like 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. That's dub territory. Option B is more true siren, especially if you want pitch movement. Use max for live LFO if you have it. Drop the LFO device in and map it to operator pitch, ideally fine pitch, not coarse. Start with a sine wave offset at 0. For pitch depth, keep it tiny, plus or minus 10 to 40 cents. That's the sweet spot where it reads like a siren wobble rather than becoming a melody. You can also map that same LFO, or a second LFO, to auto-filter frequency for extra motion. Pitch gives you the recognizable wee-boo-o, filter gives you the tonal opening and closing. Together they feel alive. Now we hit the core lesson: making LFO rate automation musical. First, decide your rate language: free-running hertz or sync divisions. Free-running in HC is great for dub realism and controlled chaos. It can feel like an actual siren box beating twisted by hand. Synced rates, like quarter notes, eighth notes, sixteenths, those are perfect for the drop, because they lock to the drums. In drum and bass, that lock-in is everything. It's the difference between cool sound and this belongs in the groove. Here's a workflow I want you to try: HC for the build, synced for the drop. Best of both worlds. Go to Arrangement View and press A to show automation lanes. Choose your target, either auto filter's LFO rate, or the max for live LFO rate if you're using that device. Now draw automation across an 8 to 16 bar build. For example, across 8 bars, ramp from 0.2 Hz up to around 4 Hz. You're building agitation. Then in the last bar before the drop, spike it to 8 to 12 Hz for a little panic energy. And right at the drop, snap it to a synced value like 1/8 or 1/16 so it starts punching with the drums. That snap is important. It tells the listener section change. It's like a label on the arrangement. Now, let's add a classic performance trick: rate resets. Don't just do smooth ramps. Real sirens feel like someone is grabbing a knob, so you want abrupt jumps, not only curves. Try this pattern in a 2-bar loop. Bar 1 ramps from 0.5 Hz up to 6 Hz. Then at the start of bar 2, drop instantly down to 1 Hz and ramp again. That reset reads as intention. It's like a DJ hand on the siren, not an LFO doing math in the background. Extra coach note: Automation curve shape matters as much as the endpoints. Linear ramps can sound predictable. Instead, try a slow climb for most of the build, then a steep climb in the last bar, or do stepped plateaus where it holds for two bars, then jumps. Those plateaus scream human performance. Next, dub processing that reacts to your automation. Add echo, turn sync on, try time at 1/8.it or 1/4. Set feedback around 35% to 65%, then filter the echo, high pass around 200 to 400 Hz and low pass around 4 to 7 kHz. A touch of modulation, like 2 to 8%, helps it smear in a musical way. Then add reverb or hybrid reverb, decay 2 to 6 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 30 milliseconds, and high cut around 3 to 6 kHz so it doesn't hiss all over your hats. Optional, redux for jungle grit, keep it subtle. A little downsample, like 2 to 6, and don't go crazy with bit reduction unless you want it obviously digital. Here's why this matters. When your LFO rate speeds up, the delay and reverb respond differently. The tails turn into motion and tension. It's like you're automating multiple feelings at once, even though you're only drawing one lane. Now we make it playable. Performance macros. Group your instrument and effects into an instrument rack. Map one macro to LFO rate. Map another macro to filter frequency. Then maybe echo feedback and reverb dry/wet, but keep reverb mapping conservative, because it's easy to wash out your drums. Arm automation recording and perform those macros live. Use a MIDI controller if you have one, but mouse is fine. The key is, record messy first, then edit for timing. Keep the chaos in the build. Make the drop sections cleaner and more grid-aware. Two advanced coaching moves that instantly level this up. First, automate the range of the rate, not just the rate itself. If you're using Max for live LFO, map a macro to rate and another to depth. When the rate gets really fast, pull the depth down slightly. Otherwise, the movement turns into an indistinct buzz and you lose the gesture. Faster modulation usually needs less depth to stay readable. Second, phase consistency at the drop. Free-running LFOs can land mid-cycle right on the downbeat, and sometimes that feels random instead of punchy. If you need the drop to hit, either switch to sync for that section, use an LFO that can re-trigger if available, or print the siren to Audino and line up the best starting phase exactly on the downbeat. That's a super pro move. Commit it, then place it like a drum fill. Quick sound design extra, if you want that authentic horn throat tone, add EQ 8 after the filter. High pass below about 200 to 300 Hz, low pass above 6 to 8 kHz, then add an arrow that'll boost somewhere around 900 Hz to 1.6 kHz. That gives you that megaphone, PDA resonance vibe and helps the siren translate on small speakers. And don't forget, always high pass your delay and reverb paths. Low end space is how you accidentally delete your sub and kick. Common mistakes to avoid while you're doing all this. 1. Modulating pitch too wide. If you start swinging pitch by semitones, it turns into a lead line. Keep pitch modulation in sense unless you intentionally want an alarm melody. 2. Over-resonant filters. Too much resonance can whistle hard in the 2 to 5K range. That's exactly where ears fatigue fast, and exactly where your hats and snare presence live. Keep it controlled. 3. Making it fast all the time. If the siren is urgent constantly, it stops feeling urgent. Save the fastest rates for transitions and moments of hype. Now, a quick 15-minute practice you can do right after this. Make a 16-bar drum and bass loop. Drums, simple bass, nothing fancy. Add your siren rack only in bars 9 through 16 so it's clearly a build tool. Then automate LFO rate like this. Bars 9 to 16, ramp from 0.3 Hz up to 10 Hz. In the last two beats before bar 17, spike to about 12 Hz. Then in the drop, bar 17 to 20, lock it to 1/8 synced, or around 6 to 8 Hz if you're staying free. Render it and listen for three things. Does the rate change read as energy? Does the siren clash with hats or vocals? And is your low end still clean? Then do a version B, same everything, but at a rate reset every bar. That one change usually makes it feel performed instead of programmed. Final recap. Dub sirens in drum and bass are about movement and arrangement energy. The magic isn't the waveform, it's automating LFO rate with ramps for tension, snaps for impact, and synced values for groove. Stock Ableton devices are absolutely enough. Operator, auto filter, echo, reverb, saturator. Keep pitch modulation controlled, keep space effects high-passed, and treat your fastest rates like a transition weapon. If you tell me your BPM and whether you want the drop in HC or sync divisions, I can suggest a tight rate map for a full 16 or 32 bar phrase that matches typical DNB phrasing.